Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into how to fix YouTube thumbnail mistakes that could be costing creators views and engagement. Right, and in 2026, it's not just about making a pretty picture. It's about understanding the psychology behind it and what actually drives clicks. Oh wow, that sounds really interesting. So, what's the number one mistake people are making? Great question. The biggest offender is actually repeating the video title on the thumbnail. Like if your title is How to Change a Spark Plug, and then you put that exact phrase in big text on the thumbnail, you're missing the mark. Wait, so what you're saying is that it's a waste of space? Exactly. It's prime real estate that should be used to spark curiosity. Data from this year shows that 73% of creators are making this mistake, and it can really drop your click-through rate, or CTR, below 5%. Wow, I had no idea. So what should people do instead? Alex, instead of echoing the title, you want to use what's called a gap strategy. Like if your title is How to Change a Spark Plug, your thumbnail could say something like, Don't do this, or 3-minute fix. That makes a lot of sense. It's like creating a little mystery. Exactly. And thumbnails that use this strategy can achieve an average CTR of 5.83%. That might sound small, but it's nearly a 20% increase in traffic. That's huge. So what else should creators be mindful of when designing their thumbnails? Color choices play a big role too. A lot of creators choose colors they like, but that's not how it works. Thumbnails with low contrast colors like beige or light blue often perform poorly. They can keep your CTR under 5% because they just blend into the background. Oh, interesting. So what colors should creators be looking at? Red is actually a strong contender. Thumbnails using red can achieve a CTR of around 7%. It creates a sense of urgency and really grabs attention. That's fascinating. I never thought about how color psychology affects thumbnails. It's critical. High contrast combinations, like black and yellow, also hit around 7%. It's that danger ahead vibe our brains are wired to notice. I can see how that would work. What about text density? I've seen some thumbnails with a lot of text, and it can be overwhelming. That's a common mistake. There's a valley of death when it comes to word count. Thumbnails with around 6 words actually drop. CTR to about 4.3%. It's just too much clutter. So what's the sweet spot? You want to stick to about 3 to 5 words. It's punchy and digestible. Oddly enough, if you go super long, like 12 words, but make it a high-tension story, you could see higher CTRs, but that's risky. So keeping it simple is usually the best route. Absolutely. Now let's talk about something exciting. AI tools. In 2026, we have access to AI thumbnail analyzers that can predict your CTR with 87.2% accuracy. Wow, that's impressive. How does that work? These tools can analyze the focal point, text readability, and emotional impact before you even hit publish. It's like having a crystal ball for your thumbnails. That must save so much time. I remember the old days of guessing what would work. Exactly. And channels that are faceless are really benefiting from this tech, reporting a whopping 47% higher CTR using AI-optimized thumbnails versus the manual designs. That's a game changer. So what about timing? Is there a specific window creators should be aware of? Yes, the first 24 hours are critical. This is when YouTube decides how much to push your video. If your thumbnail flops during this time, it can impact the entire performance. That sounds stressful. So A/B testing in that window is key? You got it. Channels that A/B test their thumbnails right away see 2.3 times higher view growth. It's a smart way to let data decide what works. And for faceless channels, the thumbnail is literally everything, right? Exactly. One major mistake is using calm visuals like stock photos of people smiling. Those create a scroll past rate of 91%. Viewers are looking for something that grabs their attention. So they need to evoke emotion? Yes! Thumbnails that create emotional tension, like fear or shock, generate better. CTRs. Even for informational videos, framing them as a mystery can yield better results. This is all such great advice. So to sum it all up, what are the main takeaways for our listeners? Keep it short with 3 to 5 words, use high contrast colors, avoid repeating titles, and leverage AI tools for optimization. It's all about understanding human behavior in 2026. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.